Can someone please read that verse? Please come here. Very good.
Can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than heaven. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol. What can you know?
Thank you. Yes. Next one, please. Now, this is a very nice, I would like to read to you now, which comes from German astronomer Johannes Kepler. You might have heard about Kepler's laws. You have learned about it in school, maybe. And now, Kepler wrote this book, Harmonitus Mundi, published in 1619. And at the very end of the book, he says the following. This is what I wanted to present regarding the work of the Creator. It is time for me now to lift up my eyes and my hands from these pages full of formulas and proofs to heaven, and to address myself to the Father of lights with reverence and humility. O thou, who through the light of nature increases in us the desire to know more of the light of thy grace, and to bring us through this light to thy glory, I give thanks to thee, O God, for the joy thou hast given me in studying what thou hast done, and I rejoice in the works of thy hands. Behold, I have achieved now the task to which I have been called. For this I have used all the power of my mind thou hast given me. I have revealed something of the glory of thy works to those who will read my explanations. And this is a measure in which, and this in the measure in which my limited intelligence has been able to understand something of its infinite riches. That is really striking, isn't it? But we see someone who was a scientist and who was a believer, and we see something about, yes, the realization of how small he is in front of the Creator. And in that spirit, it would be nice if more people do research. Unfortunately, many people don't do it in such a spirit in our days. Now, time is moving, and I think we have now to jump a little bit. So, you have a question.
Okay. Do you believe the Earth is 6,000 years old, or like that it's like a young Earth? Like, how old do you believe the Earth is?
I do not think that the universe is so young.
Because I was thinking, like, if God created heaven and the Earth at the same time, well, like, in...
Yes, but you see, what we want to really, what we don't want to forget, the important point is that the Lord Jesus created. And when we read also in the New Testament, the verses I refer to in John chapter 1 and also Hebrews 1, Colossians 1, we find that the Word of God puts much emphasis on the fact that everything was created through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to hold fast the glory of the Lord Jesus. When we read the New Testament, we do see that no emphasis is put on the fact when the creation event took place. No emphasis is put on that. And I know that many of you believe, I suppose, that all took place exactly 6,000 years ago, because that is what commonly is taught amongst Christians, in particular also in this country. And I have respect for that viewpoint. But that is not the most important thing, first of all. And second, it is not, I do think, exactly what we find in the Word of God, because when we come to Genesis 1, we have this declaration, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And I'm reluctant to put a date behind that. I know that many people have done so, but we should be a bit careful. And please should have respect for each other. I know that unfortunately many Christians don't have this respect, and that is a problem indeed. Okay. Yes, Let me now jump a little bit further. I told you already the main problem is between two worldviews, which are there, and many people, in particular also unbelievers and atheists, insist very much on the fact that, yes, there is now God, and that is really the starting point for them. And they don't want to allow, really, even if the evidence would show that there is a creator, they don't want to accept it. Now, but as time is going, and I would like to talk still about a few other things, let us move a bit faster now, and you can, yeah, maybe just this one on that subject. One of the people who are most prominent in our days to advocate evolution and are really one of the modern atheists is Richard Dawkins. You might have heard his name. And he dedicated his book, The God Delusion, which is quite well known, to Douglas Adam. And he's quoting him with these words: "Isn't it enough to see that the garden is beautiful without having to believe that there are fairies at the bottom of it too?" And these people suggest that they are either fairies or nothing. Now imagine a garden, yes, and then they supposed either fairies or nothing. Now the fairies at the bottom of the garden may well be a delusion. But what about a gardener? If you have a beautiful garden, why should it be made beautiful by fairies? What about a gardener or even the owner? And that is something indeed these people exclude from the very beginning. Okay, but now we jump and go on, otherwise we don't manage. Okay, stop here for a second. I don't want to say more about cosmology now. I've shown you other a few nice pictures which say enough about the subject. But here we are at a point which is indeed very interesting, and for me, for example, a point which I discuss often with colleagues or those who are interested in the field about the origin of the universe. And okay, this is a bit difficult, maybe this sentence, intelligibility of the universe. That means that we can do research at all. That means that we can describe things by formulas and find laws of physics and so forth. It is in itself surprising that it is possible. And that indicates already there is order, and the question is there, who has put the order there? Okay, but we don't go in, no one back. Then you can ask the question, of course, about the existence of the universe. If everything is self-caused, now, why does the universe exist? Why is there not simply nothing? And then, that is maybe the one of the most striking ones, the beginning of the universe. For a long time, people didn't want to admit that the universe had a beginning and really tried to build theories where that was strictly avoided. Maybe I show you one slide on this, if you go a bit faster. Next one. Yes, no, one back. Okay, here. So, if the universe had no beginning, it is eternal, and one might argue that it is simply a brute fact of existence. But if it had a beginning, it is not eternal, and therefore not ultimate. Now, Aristotle believed in an eternal universe, Hindus believed in, you know, this universe going through endless repeating cycles,